This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke by phone late Wednesday, the first call between the two since Biden was elected president 3 months ago. Biden affirmed his priorities of protecting the American people's security, prosperity, health, and the way of life, and preserving a free and open Indo-Pacific, according to a readout provided by the White House. Two leaders also discussed the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and the possibility of Washington and Beijing pursuing what the White House described as the practical, results-oriented engagement on arms control. But officials said Biden also held firm on several key areas of contention, including Beijing's coercive and unfair economic practices and the crackdown in Hong Kong. There have also been ongoing tensions over Beijing's initial handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which Chinese officials have repeatedly tried to blame on others. Pentagon Wednesday said a new China task force would work at a sprint aiming to produce a series of recommendations to guide Washington's policies toward Beijing within a matter of months. President Biden on Wednesday ordered new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he was issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from accessing $1 billion in assets here in the U.S. The president said the United States and a broad international coalition are calling on military leaders to free political detainees. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. This is VOA News. Prosecutors at former U.S. President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial laid out their case against him on Wednesday, showing graphic new security video for Senate jurors and the nation. The video showed hundreds of insurgents. Trump supporters, the former U.S. leader urged to go to the Capitol on January 6th to try to stop the official certification of his loss for re-election. Some of the rioters shouted that they were trying to find former Vice President Mike Pence to hang him because he had rejected Trump's demand that he block the certification of the Electoral College outcome so that Trump and Pence could remain in power. The House prosecutors argued that Trump was no innocent bystander, but the insider-in-chief of the deadly attack at the Capitol 1 month ago. Trump declined Democrats' offer to testify in his defense and is not expected to attend the trial. Trump's lawyers say that he bears no responsibility for the attack on the Capitol. Dozens of former Republicans who view the party and his attempts to undermine U.S. democracy are in talks to form a center-right breakaway party. Four people involved in discussions told Reuters news agency. The early stage discussions include former elected Republican officials in the Republican administrations of Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, and George H.W. Bush, and Trump, and ex-Republican ambassadors and Republican strategists, the people involved say. More than 120 of them held a Zoom call last week to discuss the breakaway group, which would run on a platform of principled conservatism, including adherence to the Constitution and the rule of ideas those involved say have been trashed by Trump. The first COVID-19 vaccines are one step closer for low- and middle-income countries that have been left out of the vaccine delivery as wealthier countries snapped up available supplies. The World Health Organization's scientific advisors on Wednesday recommended authorizing a vaccine developed by the Oxford University and drug maker AstraZeneca. COVAX, a WHO co-led organization aimed at distributing shots equitably worldwide, is set to deliver 336 million doses of this vaccine to 145 countries once the organization gives the green light. The nod is expected following meetings on February the 12th and on the 15th. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.